This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are heating up between the U.S. and Israel over the plan to conduct a military crackdown in the crowded Gaza border town of Rafah, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says President Biden, in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel needs to hold off on a large-scale assault in southern Gaza until it has a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. About a million displaced Gaza residents are crammed into Rafah because of military operations in the north. Where would the evacuees go?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But there's heavy damage to structures in the north. The two leaders spoke after Egypt threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Rafah comes under attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of thousands of people chanted death to Israel in rallies across Iran to mark the Islamic Revolution's 45th anniversary on Sunday, with some burning U.S. and Israeli flags amid the ongoing war between Israel and Tehran-backed Hamas. Israel's four-month-old war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza has rippled across the Middle East, with groups backed by Iran mounting attacks on Israeli and U.S. targets. The number of people killed by a landslide in the southern Philippines has risen to 54, the provincial government said on Sunday, as rescue workers dug more bodies from the mud. The landslide struck on Tuesday night near a gold mine, burying homes and vehicles shuttling employees to the site. Torrential rains have